Welcome to this week's episode of Soccer Neophytes Podcast. We're going to have a photo finish at the end of this season. Liverpool makes one last-ditch effort to stay in it, and a lot of teams seem to have accepted their fates. Welcome, Chris.
Andrew, what's up, buddy?
I am doing well. How are you, sir?
I am doing, let's not lie to the people. I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Just okay. It's been a rough one.
It's been, specifically this afternoon, hasn't been amazing, I'm going to guess?
No. You know, and in all honesty, I mean, at this point in the season where United's at, I don't really care all that much. But I got home from the hospital like 20 minutes ago with my daughter. So,
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, more so on like the actual like real life side of stuff. It sucked. But yeah, soccer sucks too.
Oh, so real life put sports into perspective for you this week.
Yeah. But soccer still sucks.
Okay. So as long as life is miserable, both in sports and outside of sports, we can just exist that agree that existence is pain in general.
100%. I was actually thinking about it this morning because you and I, a lot of our sports line up together, and we have some deviations, obviously, with your Boston roots. But I can't think of a worse season for me from a professional sports standpoint than this year. 23-24 has been the worst. Cardinals were garbage, fourth worst team in the NFL. The Diamondbacks, they did make the World Series, so that was cool, but guess what? They have sucked all year so far this year.
As of recording, they started on fire against the Colorado Rockies and then since then have lost every close game possible and a bunch of ones where they got blown out too.
Yeah. The Suns, one of the biggest disappointing basketball teams in the history of the league.
Just
Man
the
United.
Worst. Yeah, before you get to United,
yeah,
we need to trash the Suns for half of a minute, okay? the Phoenix Suns gave the least entertaining regular season in all of sports and then the most lackluster, effortless, uninspired postseason. It only lasted four games, and it was the biggest pile of trash I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was awful. As a Phoenix Suns season ticket holder, it was awful. Just terrible. Just a complete embarrassment shit show of a season, and the way it ended was exactly how the season went as a whole. In the words of Dennis Green, I guess they are who we thought they were.
It was. So here's my thing is, I was saying something to the effect of, I don't know if Frank Vogel, because he did come from the Lakers, was doing one of those regular season doesn't matter. Let's try some things. Let's, you know, have an ugly regular season so that we're prepared for the postseason. But that clearly was not the case.
No. He's just a terrible coach.
He's a terrible coach. Also, terrible I want to emphasize once again, I couldn't even watch a lot of regular. This was the fewest Suns games I've watched in a regular season in my entire life. Not as an adult. It was such an unenjoyable season that I couldn't even watch most games. It was awful. You know, for those of you who follow me on Twitter, there's a reason I wasn't posting Give It to Book as often as I had in years past. I just couldn't care. It was miserable. Now let's talk about United and Tottenham, how their journeys have kind of mirrored each other.
And then two more to cap off my awful 23-24 sports year. The Arizona Coyotes no longer exist, so we don't even need to talk about that. And Manchester United having the worst season in the English Premier League in their storied franchise history, currently sitting in eighth spot, tied with Chelsea, with a negative goal differential on the season and a drubbing at the hands of Crystal Palace this afternoon. I don't think 23-24 could have gone any worse from a having the highest of expectations, especially for the Suns, Diamondbacks, and Manchester United. This sucks.
Yeah, Okay, so you already covered, you know, just about. I follow the Cardinals because I am a, you know, I've lived in Arizona most of my life. But I'm a New England Patriots fan, and boy, howdy, did they have a bad season too. And then Tottenham. We pulled up the advanced table that visualizes the previous five games, and all I see is red. The Tottenham Hotspurs have lost four in a row. I'm gonna go out on a limb, Chris Smith, and I'm not gonna look it up yet, but I might. I'm gonna say that probably doesn't happen too often for the Tottenham Hotspurs losing four in a row. Hold up, it's been 31 years of the EPL since 92, 93.
Yep.
I'm sure it's happened before, but that's got to be rare, right?
Probably, yeah. I mean, they're a big club.
They just
Big club.
conceded. They conceded Champions League. They lost four in a row. They're only down seven with three to go. They've got a game in hand against Aston Villa. They're down seven. They've effectively given it up. All Aston Villa needs is 2 points, and they've secured Champions League.
Yeah. Or they just need a Spurs loss, right?
Or a Spurs loss.
This could be a rough
Okay, we're
weekend.
bouncing all over the place. Let's get
Could
into this.
be a rough
Let's
one.
start with the most important part of the Premier League is who's going to win it all. And ladies and gentlemen, unless you have not been paying attention, the once mighty Liverpool, who led the English Premier League from, I'm going to say, they won their first game, right? Their first match?
I
Yeah,
think
against
so.
Chelsea. When we didn't know who Chelsea was, they've been effectively in first almost the whole season, except for a few weeks at the beginning when it was Arsenal. Ladies and gentlemen, they gave it back up and they have fallen. They are five back of Arsenal. They are four back of City. Their goal differential is dropping precipitously. They are 11 goal. They're 11 points behind City for goal differential. It goes 60 for Arsenal, 54 for City, 43 for Liverpool. What is going on? They have lost two of their last five. They've only won two. Comparatively, City's won five straight. Arsenal is won four straight, and City still has a game in hand, even though they're only down one. Chris, do we think Liverpool even has a chance? Mathematically, it says no, practically, right?
Yeah, no. There's and here's why it's a no. It's because Arsenal gets to play Manchester United and Everton to close the season.
Oh,
They
Jesus.
need a point out of those two games to
Yeah.
eliminate Liverpool from even the contention. So, Liverpool closes with Aston Villa, which is tough, and then Wolves, which isn't necessarily a walk in the park. I mean, Wolves haven't been that great lately.
No, Wolves have not been that great lately at all.
That's being nice to our friend.
No, it
And we'll
isn't.
see
I'm tired of it. I was catching strays from Stu today. I don't need it. Screw Wolves. They have not been great lately.
Yeah, they've been pretty bad. They've been pretty
Ironically, they
bad.
have one more point than Tottenham in the last five.
And they have the same amount of points as United in their last five. So, but
Yeah, that's
as we started out this, we were shitting on our teams. And to say that the Wolves have matched our team's shittiness is to say that the Wolves are themselves shitty.
Thank God, because Nate's in the same boat as us. The only, I mean, what a bunch of losers we all are, right? Me and you and Nate, and I mean Liverpool, who was leading not wire to wire, but you know, always at the top. I was being polite a second ago. They have no shot of winning now. They are one, I mean, they're not mathematically eliminated, but they're all but. This is, God, what a bunch of losers we are.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the only real question is, can Arsenal hold off City? I think that's the real question because I don't see it happening. But I think that's the question. Like, I think this is City's title to lose without any hesitation.
Yeah, they've got Fulham, Tottenham, and who's their third left?
excuse me, they close with West Ham.
West Ham. Okay, so nothing too hard. I mean,
right.
As much as I hate to say it. Yeah.
Right. And this is just what City does, right? Like, they come out, they start the season, they play good football, they coast through November, December, January. They drop a match they shouldn't have, they draw a match they shouldn't have, and then they just don't lose for like the last 2 months of the season. And then you look back on the year and you go, oh yeah, they were just really good again. And yeah. I hate them.
I don't hate them. For me, because here's a weird sports philosophy. And let me know if you do this. Since City is good and they've already kind of established their dynasty, and because by the time I got here, they were already kind of a monolith, I'm like, fine. I'm just going to neither love them nor hate them. I'm just going to be okay with them winning so that other teams I hate don't win. You know what I mean? I'll take solace in the fact that City can win so that Arsenal doesn't, because I hate Arsenal. See?
Yep. No, I'm with you. Even when I came in, you know, City was a juggernaut of a team, already had a few championships under their belt. But being that, you know, they're the biggest rival of my club, you still hate them, but I'm with you. I'm like, yeah, they're freaking good. Guess what? They're the standard. They're the bar. If you want to get somewhere, you want to be someone, you want to do something in the league, they're the team that you go after. They're the team that you mirror. They're the team that you go up against and measure yourself, because they are the standard. They are the best. And so I get it. Like, with them winning again, it is what it is. And, you know, you just hope that your team can do enough in the offseason to be competitive against them next year.
Yeah. It's – I just don't want Arsenal to win, dude.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. It, as much as it broke my little sixth-grade heart in 1992-93 when the Suns lost to Michael Jordan and the Bulls, perspective is what it is. You look back and you go, they lost to freaking Michael Jordan. Like,
yeah.
It's the most acceptable loss. And this is in that same boat of, yeah, we lost to City. They're that damn good.
They just really, really are. Liverpool, conversely, I'm not even sure. It doesn't even matter who they're playing. A couple other really fascinating things on the table. Crystal Palace is playing really well. They've got 13 points in their last five. They've got 43 total. They've got, you know, 25% of their point total plus in just a single in a single five-game stretch. Everton is going to be Neverton. They've been on a streak. They've got three wins in their last five plus a draw. They've picked up 10 points. They are safely out of relegation. Sheffield has been mathematically eliminated. Goodbye, Sheffield.
Sorry, Sheffield. Burnley, which is really surprising because they've only lost a lot of games in a row. So
yeah, they've only lost five in a row. Burnley is a Nottingham Forest draw away from being relegated. Luton Town and Nottingham Forest. Luton has to win one of their next two at minimum, and draw the other, having Nottingham Forest go 0 points the rest of the way. Luton Town needs a win and a draw at minimum to not be relegated.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what, like, looking ahead to that final weekend, there's not a whole lot on the line. I mean,
no.
The title race is probably going to be there, but I expect City to be up 2 points by that final Sunday, the 19th. I think City's going to be at 88 points. Arsenal will be at 86 going into that game. The goal differential, Arsenal's got it. So City's going to have to win on that final day. That'll be the only thing. But then it's like, if Luton loses this weekend, then
it's
relegation's
over.
Done too.
Relegated. Yeah.
So we could potentially just have one game that even – two games that would even matter. Also, can we – okay, so, gosh, this pees me because, like, one thing the NFL does, like, the NFL does a lot wrong. But one thing they do right is their final Sunday, they usually are good at predicting matchups that need to happen for potential playoff races and division titles and things like that. Can we take a second to just talk about how shitty the EPL is at scheduling?
Like, dude, I texted this early in the week. It doesn't, regardless of how many matches actually mean something, there is not a single good traditional matchup on May 19th in week 38. It is such trash how bad that week is.
It is so awful. There is zero reason for any EPL season to end where, like, Man City's not playing Arsenal or United, or Liverpool's not playing Spurs or City. Like, give us, like, a freaking banger of a matchup to end the season on that can decide the title. Like, yeah, this is not nothing. That hard.
It is.
This is not that hard.
We are going to do this. Fine. Hold on.
Like, essentially, there's like two outliers right now, right? Like, that maybe you didn't predict to be in the top eight at this point of the season. But we all had Newcastle in our top eight. And we probably all had Aston Villa in our top eight as well.
We ready for this?
This would not have been
Arsenal Everton. That is first out of the box. That's the best one. I guarantee you, you will not find a better match than Arsenal Everton only. Not because the match means anything or anything.
So, yeah, just an abysmal job of scheduling. So good job, EPL. Way to go.
It's just so ugly. We forgot to mention, by the way, in terms of being on a tear. No, we already did mention Everton. Everton, yeah. Crystal Palace, and just a bunch of really bad teams finally just playing good when you don't want them to. Brentford, like, secured their position with, 8 points in their last five. It's probably their best stretch all season except for their first week. It's wild.
Yeah. The race for the title is always fun, but, like, I'm not going to lie. I kind of want, like, a fun relegation battle on the last day of the season, and it's just not going to happen.
It's going to have – Nottingham Forest has to just, commit seppuku? Or ritualistic suicide? Whatever it's called. They played Chelsea, which Chelsea's been playing well, so maybe that'll –
Chelsea's been playing really good, yeah.
But they also played Burnley. And actually, because that might mean something, because if Nottingham Forest loses and Burnley can do something in their match or – Luton wins, that match could be a good relegation match.
It potentially could. It could be the only game worth watching on the 19th. But to get there,
what a stretch.
Chelsea's got to beat Forest, and Burnley's got to beat Tottenham in Tottenham Stadium.
And Luton has to beat West Ham or Fulham, whichever one it was.
West Ham. Yeah, but, like, what I'm saying is that if Burnley just beats Tottenham on this Saturday,
yeah,
and Forest loses to Chelsea, that game will be for relegation. Burnley versus Forest, because Burnley will be at 27, Forest would be at 29. So if Burnley wins, they would eliminate Forest.
Yep, plus with the jiu-jitsu of Luton, maybe they draw, maybe they win next week as well. It could be a three-team, like, let's see what happens. So
it could be,
and what's funny is all of these scenarios we're talking about, they're not even that likely, dude. It's going to require, like, all of these teams at the bottom suck so bad that they're all probably just going to lose out. They suck.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about teams that have 5 wins and 36 matches, basically.
Yeah, it is. And the only reason Forest is even in this conversation right now is because of the 4 points they lost, or was it only 2?
I don't remember. It got changed. It was something. But yes.
What a weird season. All right, we have some other notes. Leicester won the Championship League, and they're guaranteed promotion. It looks like Ipswich Town also is coming up.
Which is like a story in of itself. They were a League Two team a couple years ago, and they've they've made the consecutive jumps.
Congrats to them. That'll be a fun chart to look at when we introduce them next season.
Yep. And so who, gosh, I should have done my research. Who is in the playoffs for the championship? Do you know?
It looks like Norwich City and Leeds is the Sunday for leg one, and WBA and Southampton, I'm guessing. WBA?
Well, West Brom.
West Brom versus Southampton, I'm guessing, in the other one.
Yeah, which is funny because West Brom and Wolves are hated rivals.
So that would be exciting.
Yeah, yeah. They were up a year ago or 2 years ago, and that derby was not pretty.
Can I say that it is wild to me that I recognized all of these abbreviations so quickly? I hate
that. That's good.
Yeah. West Brom was the only one I struggled with. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Now, if Norwich comes up, are you switching allegiances?
No, but in the same way that I kind of had Luton in my back pocket this year, when Norwich replaces them, I'll get some gold and yellow. Plus, Norwich has significantly better kits than Luton. Significantly. Luton looks like an orange trash bag. It looks like Ralph Wiggum on The Simpsons when he dressed up like Florida for the state. It's trash. But Norwich has really pretty ones. I like theirs.
You like that green and yellow?
I do. Ironically, they look more like Robin Hood than Nottingham Forest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what's funny is my first year when we were picking teams, Norwich was kind of like that super fun team for me that, like, they were terrible. I was not picking them, but they were the team that I just always was rooting for. And they had a striker, and I think he's still on the team. His name's Teemu Pukki. And I was like, dude,
how can you not root for that guy?
100%. I was like, their best player's last name is Pukki. I'm absolutely rooting for Pukki.
Yeah, I watched New Jack City 100 times. Of course, I'm rooting for Pukki.
So yeah. Well, cool. That'll be fun to keep a track on and see who ends up coming out of that tournament.
Yeah, and the other fun bit of non-EPL scheduling is that we still have the FA Cup with City and United?
Yeah, yeah, they are going to play that game.
I'm sorry, is that something we're concerned about?
Concerned with? No, but I mean, there's nothing worse than watching your team get thrashed in like a championship game.
But, what if... On any given Sunday? No?
Yeah.
I mean, they did make it to the final. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, they got the easiest schedule to get in, which, hey, that's part of the draws and everything. Sure. So you got to beat the teams in front of you. I don't know. It's just funny because, like, everything right now from the United side is like they're just trying to get players healthy so that they can play in that game.
Of course, 100%. Why would you do anything else? Like,
yeah, so it was like United hopeful that Harry Maguire might have one good leg to play on by the 25th. It's like, oh, great. He's not good on two. We're going to play him with one? All
right. Right. And then the other big non-EPL match that's coming up is Champions League. With Munich versus the first one ended in a tie 2-2. So as I understand it, it's a two leg match. Is that correct, or is it three?
Two leg match.
Okay, so at the end of this one, then it's Munich versus who's the other team?
So Real Madrid and Bayern.
Yeah.
And then PSG and Dortmund.
That's oh. There's four teams left. I thought it was down to Madrid and Bayern. My mistake.
Nope. So they're in the semifinals.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So it's the second leg of the semifinals, and then the final is I believe it's a one game take it all.
Got it. So this is
excellent. The final will be on June 1st. One game decides it all.
So this is Harry Kane's last chance to get a trophy before he dies and or retires.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And essentially that is Andrew's way of saying, bet all the money you have on Real Madrid because Harry Maguire will never win a trophy.
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's insulting, But like, I think you were just trying to double down on the insults. Like, not only am I going to say that Harry Kane's not going to win, but I'm going to call him Harry Maguire too.
It was a Freudian slip.
Oh, you monster. Excellent. Okay. And what else we got? I don't have anything for American watch. I didn't notice a single American. And also, I didn't watch Bournemouth, Fulham, Palace, or Sheffield. So why the hell would I?
There we go. Right? That means that we can move on to...
Best bet brought to you by... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, do it. No, do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's time for Best Bet brought to you by FanDuel.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right.
Well, you want to walk us through the amazing efforts?
Yes. So we'll touch very quickly on last week. Everybody lost. Thanks for coming. Spoiler. Appreciate you coming. Spoiler alert. Everybody lost every bet. Now, I will say... most of us took Wolves plus 2,300 because it's 2,300, knowing that bet was going to lose. Andrew was a little bit smarter in taking Tottenham plus 195, but they lost too. As we touched on earlier in this day, Spurs have lost a lot in a row.
They haven't won in a while.
It's been a minute, as the kids would say.
They had a shot at Champions League next year. They had a shot. And they just went quietly into that dark night. In your face, Dylan Thomas.
Yeah, is it still possible for them to get Champions League?
Yeah, they just have to win all three, and Aston Villa cannot score 2 points.
No, because there's a possibility that there could be five teams going in from the EPL.
I was under the impression that was no longer possible because of something.
I think it's because they all lost in the quarterfinals.
Right, yeah, because Arsenal lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, I would rather have Arsenal burn and take the rest of everyone with them than to have them win anything. It's not enough that it's not that I don't want them to win anything. I want them to lose and I want them to burn and suffer.
Well, it's possible. We'll see what happens.
So I really hope London doesn't choose them. All right. So looking ahead to this week is what I'm saying.
Our neophyte senior Christopher Lundberg and Nate. They're both taking Aston Villa plus 330 in their match this week. And Tim is throwing some, I don't even know what the right term is. I don't know, throwing dirt in the wind or something like that, pissing in the wind. I don't know what he's doing. He's taking Fulham plus 1,100. Fulham's playing Man City, I believe. That's why that line is as big as it is. But hey, when you're negative 1,068 and the plus 1,100 comes up, you take it. You take it. So kudos, Tim. Good job. I didn't want to take Fulham plus 1,100, so I took the next biggest odds at a last-ditch effort to get into the green. I took Man United against Arsenal at plus 600. So by no means do I think Man United is going to come close to winning that match. But I'm taking them. Andrew, what are you doing this week?
For I am going to actually we have a quick. I was originally going to take Tottenham over City, but
changing.
I have decided that I want City to win because I don't want Arsenal to win. So I'm going to take United over Arsenal as well. United plus 600 over Arsenal. I'm betting with my heart.
I'm with you, dude. I'm doing the same thing. So, all right. So Andrew and I are riding the Man U, the Man U bus of hell.
The Man U Viking Inferno.
Yeah. So that's going to be fantastic. All right. Well, that is Best Bet brought to you by FanDuel. It's kind of sad at this point. Nate has run away with the title. And there's really no point in talking about anything else. So let's get back to our regularly scheduled program. Back to you, Andrew. All right. And that silence is once again Andrew's internet going out. And he has been booted for the night. So with that, We'll look ahead to this weekend. Like we talked about, there's not a bunch of matches. United Arsenal, keep an eye on that because it has title implications. And then City's got two matches this week, title implications. And then we talked about the relegation battle. So Luton needs to win, Burnley needs to win, and Forest needs to lose in order for the final Sunday to mean anything. So with that, that's about it. That's all we got. So for Andrew, for myself, I am signing off. Lundberg, we will catch you next week as you unveil your final choice of Arsenal as the team that you are going to be following. I am very excited for you to follow them and break everyone's hearts by picking a Big Six club. Good job. We're proud of you. For Nate, at his son's baseball game right now, I hope you guys win. Continue the playoffs. For Tim, my guy, you're my favorite. Hopefully I'll see you soon. And for Andrew, thanks for all your work this week, bro. Sorry your internet crashed. You couldn't be on here. And for myself, Chris, I'm out. Glazer's out. Good night.